Q92, it's Marino in the morning with Marissa, and I'm surrounded by Hudson Valley girls. Never mind California girls. Of course, Marissa's here, and we have Lynn Versace. What's up, Lynn?
Hey.
How are you?
Long time no see. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, and you're representing, you're part of the organization of
Center for Prevention. Yeah, yes. CPCA, or yep. Better known as the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse.
And we have every Tuesday, you know, they're welcome here to talk about, especially this particular month where it's Awareness Month, and it's exciting. A lot of things going on, right?
Very exciting. Lots of things.
Tell us about it. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we have our gala, not gala, coming up on May 4th at the Grandview. So if anybody wants tickets to that, you know how to get a hold of me. Most people know me in the area.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second, Lynn. We're going to get, because we know a lot of people know you, but we'll get to that in a second.
Well, yeah. I know a few people.
Yeah, you do.
But this week in particular is Restaurant Week. So what we want is we want to encourage everyone to go out and support our local restaurants. Mm-hmm. In doing that, actually, restaurants are going to kick back and support our organization.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty huge. And we're really thankful to all the organizations that have actually are participating with this. In particular, today we have Gino's Pizza, Joseph's Italian Steakhouse, which is, they're all amazing, Juan Murphy's, please go see my girl Leah and tell her I sent you, Lola's Cafe and Terrapin, which I've never been to yet.
No, not yet.
No, because I don't have a minute, but I've always wanted to go there, but maybe tonight. Tonight might be.
There's a reason to go now, right?
There is a reason to go. So, yeah, I mean, that's just for today. And what I'm also encouraging people to do is get your phones out, because you know y'all got them, and take those damn selfies, because we all know I'm the selfie queen. So take those selfies and tag CPCA, and then you could be entered into winning a gift certificate.
Yeah,
just to get the word out. Share it with people. You know,
absolutely.
They always say that there's nothing better than being supportive and helping a child, right? There's no greater good than helping a child, than being a role model for a child. I mean, children are such malleable, like, they know only what we teach them.
Right.
Yes.
And they know what we show them, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to lead by example. You have to do everything right. And I'm not saying that we do everything right all the time, right? I'm a mom. My kids are 17 and 19. And if they listen to this, they're going to go, yeah, right, lady. You know, because I may or may not have yelled at them several times when they were learning to do stuff. But in particular, our Tuesday tip for today would be something that I speak about personally in my motivational speeches is practicing the pause when you're a parent, right? Every day we're in such a hurry and it's just this crazy life. And again, I'm so guilty of that. You guys know I have so much on my plate that you forget to stop and you forget to practice that pause and take a few deep breaths and think about your life and what's really important. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is the people that you love, the people that make you feel good, and especially your children. Mm-hmm. That's what makes you feel good. So in practicing the pause with parenting in particular, like if a child's tying their shoe, and I was guilty of it, right? I was so hurried, I would just tie my kids' shoes.
Right.
All right, come on, let's go. We got to get out of the house. I'm tying their shoe for them. And now I'm like, you know, that was really not the right thing to do. Now what the right thing to do is really practice that pause and say, you know what? Tying your shoes hard, honey. Like, let's try that. Making those bunny ears or loop, swoop, and pull.
However, I still have to tie my shoes, to be honest.
Well, I was noticing. I thought those were slip-ons, to be honest with you.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But, I mean, I think that's pretty important, and you know that as a parent. It's tough, and you can't just push kids to doing this, that, and the other thing. You really need to say, you know what, you're right. We're going to take a few minutes. We'll wake up a few minutes earlier. I'll be a few minutes later. But you have to really try this project on your own, because when kids accomplish something, it just sets the tone for later on in life for them to actually be able to be themselves and be a greater human, a greater adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Respect their struggle.
That's right.
Yeah, totally. And right. We struggle as children and we still struggle as adults.
Yes.
So I encourage the practicing the pause all through life, but especially where a child is involved, because, you know, if you don't practice that pause, what's going to happen is later on in life, they're going to regret and not 1,000% and not know. And again, I'm not going to tell you I wasn't guilty of that myself.
But sure.
That's what I'm trying to implore to all the parents out there.
Well, we appreciate that. Again, you're listening to Lynn Versace. Lynn, there's few people in the Hudson Valley, Marissa, probably I can use maybe one hand, maybe two, that are just real movers and shakers, the lifeblood of our community. And I'm going to embarrass you and say that it's true, Lynn.
Thank you.
It's true.
I appreciate that. I am blushing.
Well, it's true. No, like, you know, like Michelle Barone, like you, like Frankie Flower. hours. Yeah. You start going down the list. You know, we lost a great one, John Regan. We talked about that. You and I, you know, very tight friends with John Regan.
Yeah.
And again, you just start rolling, you know, Chuck Benfer. You start naming all these different people and what they do, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
You know, you did some work over on our sister station next door, Z93.
Yeah.
And
Therapy Thursday.
That's right.
Let's bring it back.
I remember Therapy. We actually have Mental Health Monday. With Marissa. Yeah,
I think I need to come in and talk to Marissa.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, you've done work with Sue Serino. You've done, you know, we've seen you involved
in March of Dimes.
March of Dimes. And so you're doing this now for the next few months. And then what else you got going on in your world, briefly, just to let everybody know what's happening?
Well, you know, like I work at Daryl's House bartending. I'm running for office. I'm running for county legislator in District 14, which I'm super stoked about, representing my constituents and the people.
Sure, sure.
I work at Bethel Woods. I work at Renegade Stadium. I do security at MVP Arena.
And now, wait. You're 5 foot one, and you do security.
It's not the size. Do you, do you want to get into that?
No, I do not.
I didn't think so.
You and I have gone around, like when we were doing Z90. It's like, I want to play this song. I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm playing this song. Okay, Lynn. You know, it's like.
Respect.
Yeah, exactly.
That's well, what. You know, my voice bigger than my size, and people, I think, it's really not. It's the way you are, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can walk into the room and I can command a room quite easily amongst people that are 6'3". It doesn't bother me to command a room, so people do respect that. And I'm at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, which is an amazing venue. And I love what I do. I can't live if I don't have music in my life.
Right. Yeah, no,
that's
huge.
So
absolutely, absolutely. Again,
that's huge for
we're
me.
Talking to Lynn Versace. It's for Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're all through April here, and we have the CPCA stopping by. You know, we met Rachel and
she's amazing.
Last week, and when I heard you were coming in, I'm like, wow. You know, like I didn't realize this is some, you know, another
old home week.
Passionate, but another passion you have is you know, of kids, of course.
Kids
you know?
And helping people, right? I just like I'm a helper, like, and I'm thankful that you mentioned my names with those other great people from the community.
It's
that
true.
Means a lot to me.
It's true,
especially coming from. You but the CPCA has got my heart this month and all the time, you know, because you really touching the life of a child is huge. So not only today you can go to Geno's, Joseph's, Juan Murphy's, Lola and Terrapin, but tomorrow you can check out Cosmo's, the Derby, JD's, Lola's again. All week you can go to Flory's. Thursday you can go to Savona's. Friday you can go to Hurricane, Kelly's, Sugar and Spice. Saturday you can go to Sugar and Spice. I mean, there's all these great restaurants that you can actually go to this week to support the CPCA.
And I love you saying, you know, you mentioned it before, and again, to take your selfies and to post them on Facebook and tag the CPCA.
Tag the CPCA. You can win a gift certificate, you know. And if you want to come hang out with me for a night and move and shake, you can come to our gala, not gala, event, our Champions Against Child Abuse on May 4th at the Grandview. You can hook, you know, hit me up on DMs or message me or text me. Everyone, my number's out there for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's not private. Or you can just go to the CPCA website and buy your tickets and come to that gala. It's going to be a pretty
good one. And what's the website? Do you have
that? It's thecpca.org, and you can go to news and events and find it there.
Wonderful.
Excellent. You guys are the best, and I appreciate you having me here.
Stop that. So
you
we're
are
so happy to have you here. And thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for all that you do, Lynn. Seriously. And, if you know, I want to give
it
a very big
a
public. Yeah, we'll be like, we love Frankie. We love, you know, Michelle Barone, Frankie Flatt.
Yeah.
All the, you know, it's
yeah,
like,
good friends of
it's
mine.
Just amazing when you look around you, you just notice. These and the work that people do, and we get blessed to do what we do here, you know, with our Stuff the Bus and with, you know, Toy Drive and St. Jude
before,
and all the things
I've
that we've done.
That.
So it's you know, the honor's ours, and you know, we love our community so much. But thank you so much for stopping.
Oh my God, thank you guys, and we're thankful that you guys are here. They give us the platform to be able to do what we do, you know, and who doesn't like to move and shake, right?
Well, I'm going to make you move and shake right now.
Nice.
Give
I love it.
Little Journey. Can I give you a Journey?
I actually sang with the Journey Tribute Band on stage at Daryl's a few months ago.
No way.
Sold out crowd, just saying.
There you go. Well, are you ready to do this? Any
I'm
way
ready.
You want it? All
right,
here, Q92.